Books on Tape presents The Boss by Stanley Pottinger. Read by Robertson Dean. 16 years ago. The smell of watermelon, dead fish, and oil told me we were getting close to the Galveston Harbor. I'd been up since 5, pulled on my jeans and boots, fed the dog, downed a quick bowl of cereal, and was ready to go before Dad and my older brother Will even got to the kitchen. It was the end of June, school was out, and I was driving us to a boat that would take us to a drilling platform out in the Gulf of Mexico. Crossing the bridge to the docks, I saw seagulls flying around huge cranes, rusty barges, and enormous jack-up rigs that looked like giant erector sets poking out of the sea. This is Texas, where oil, money, and egos are as big as they say they are, at least in the oil and gas business. "Turn right at the stop sign," my dad said. "My name is Max McLennan, and I turned 16 last week and got my driver's license yesterday. My family's been working for oil companies for 3 generations, all the way back to the days of Henry Ford. When I graduate from high school, I plan to go into the business myself." I pulled up to the stop sign, looked both ways, and turned left. "Hey, little brother," Will said, and didn't need to say more. I stopped the car, made a U-turn, and headed back to the right, where Dad had told me to go. Right, left. Sometimes I get them confused. I pulled into a parking lot, locked up the car, and followed Dad and Will onto a service boat that would take us out to sea. 3 hours later, a drilling platform called Wild Stallion, a semi-submersible sitting in 2,000 feet of water, loomed on the horizon, like a city in the middle of the ocean. It had a main deck over 100 feet high.